Hello and welcome back to Brooklyn Boatwork Student Boatcast. Hoping that everyone is safe, whether you're having to go to work or you're in your homes or you're on the streets. Take care of yourselves. This episode, our instructor got to talk to one of our wonderful students from Winston Prep. They had a face-to-face Zoom conversation, which is why you'll hear them saying, "Oh, good to see your face."
Hello, my name is Jack. From a scale of 1 to 10, I am a 20 right now because I'm happy generally.
Sweet. I'm so happy to see you. It's really nice to catch up. I'm Chloe. I'm a Boatworks instructor, and I right now I'm at a 9. I feel like this is really making my day better. So let's just start off with a very general question. How's life these days?
Tiring. Very tiring.
I feel that. What have you been up to recently?
Doing work, relaxing. It's really the two things I've been doing.
I'm glad that you still have some time to chill.
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular that's hard or annoying about doing school at home?
Pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's fair. All of the different students that I've been talking to have different problems with it, but we all kind of are in agreement that it's way more annoying than we thought it would be.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be fun.
What are you looking forward to about the future?
Things to go back to normal, like for the corona stuff to be over and for school to be open again so that I can do my projects again and do boat works more and see my friends and, you know, not be contained within four walls 24/7.
Yeah. Does it feel really frustrating that like all of your energy is just like in like this in a little ball?
Yes, it does. That's how I feel.
So is there anything that you've learned doing work at home or hands-on learning that is useful or would be useful to other students?
It catches up.
You mean like stuff is catching up to you?
Yep. The work catches up to you. It mentally catches up to you. Physically catches up to you. Just isn't the same.
Yeah. Got you. Do you have any kind of like practices? I feel like practices is like an annoying word, but like any new habits that you have gotten into to just like take care of yourself and like unplug from all that?
I try to at least every morning go out a little bit before I start schoolwork. I feel slightly better, right? And start on a positive note and not on a just woke up note.
That is a great idea. I feel like one of my struggles has been that I'm like, oh, I have stuff to do. I can't go outside. And then I go outside and I feel better.
Yeah.
If you have any advice for other students about how to either keep your focus or stay positive through all of this really negative stuff, what would that advice be?
Just try your best to set up like a system, something that you can always come back to, something that no matter what would work, like a schedule of works to do and stuff like that.
I've been doing that too. I have ADHD and I have been having to write down every single thing every day because if I don't, it just won't happen. How have you been keeping in touch with people from school? You live uptown, right?
Yep.
So do you live close by to anyone? Are you able to visit with any of your friends?
Mm-mm. I do FaceTime though.
Do you have any kind of like gratitude practice where you say stuff that you're grateful for?
Yeah, I usually just wake up every morning and say I'm happy that, you know, I'm safe and that I have a home and that I'm comfortable and happy where I am.
That's so real. That's like the realest that there is. Sometimes you have to start from just what's right around you. So tell us about the most memorable Boatworks class you ever had.
I would have to say the very first one when we started getting to the tools, because we had just finished learning the safety things. And so it was just kind of like, you just got to work and it was a lot of fun and kind of fit everything that I needed, which is like exercise and being able to be having something at all times and the general thing. And it was just, it just fit perfectly for me.
That makes me so happy. That's the most exciting thing about doing this program for me, is it's like you just can get your mind working in a different way. I think everybody loves to use tools for the first time, and it's really nice to know that that was like a special experience for you. What do you tell people about, like when you were telling friends about what you do in Boatworks, how do you tell them about it?
Usually what I just say is, it's like when you start from the bottom with something, like from literally basically nothing, and you build your way up to something. So you start your way from like a piece of wood and you build your way to a boat that can float on water and, you know, won't sink and stuff.
It's funny because it sounds like it's like a metaphor for life, but it's also literally true.
Mm-hmm.
If you could teach a friend anything that you've learned in Boatworks, like any skill, what would you teach?
Patience. You don't just, it's not as easy as it looks. You aren't just there immediately. You don't get it on the first try. It takes a while.
What are a few ways that you think that boats and or building stuff will be a part of your life in the future?
Well, I'm kind of hoping to do something along the lines of building or creating something hands-on when I get older, like as a job. So that's kind of something that I always just like building things all around, from basic things to like things that take long time to make. I like building things.
It would make me so happy if you were able to explore that as a job. All right. Okay, so that is the end. That went way faster than I thought it would. That's the end of all the official questions. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, if you could teach the teachers, what would you tell us?
Keep doing what you're doing. It was fun and it was great doing Boatworks. And I'm kind of disappointed that it had to end early for me. But it was fun and I wouldn't change ever so slightly a thing.
That makes me so happy. Whatever you want to do in the future with this, we're here to encourage you and try to figure out how we can do it together, like every step of the way. I'm down. Jack, thank you so much for being available, and thanks for taking the time to share all these answers with us. It's so nice to see your face again.
Nice to see your face again.
Thank you so much, Jack, for the interview. This podcast was made by Brooklyn Boatworks. Music and production by Rosa 2. And we'll see you next time.